Biden admin. Led statement praising anti-Israel Durban confab sparks outrage. By Deborah Brand on March 31, 2021. Following the Biden administration's decision last month to rejoin the anti-Israel UN Human Rights Council, the U.S. representative of the Geneva body has now authored a statement hailing the notorious anti-Semitic hate fest that was the 2001 World Conference Against Racism in Durban, sparking outrage among Jewish groups. The move marks a radical departure from the U.S. policy, upheld by subsequent administrations including the Obama administration, of distancing itself from the Durban summit, including boycotting any attempts to revive it. The Durban Declaration and Program of Action was adopted 3 days before 9/11 at the 2001 anti-racism conference that was characterized by scenes of vicious Jew hatred, including streets lined with activists holding swastika daub placards asking what would have happened if Hitler would have won, among other venomous slogans accusing Israel of apartheid and genocide. The declaration itself was no less venomous, with Israel singled out as the only state mentioned by name accused of racism. Palestinians, it claimed, are victims of Israeli racism. There was no mention of Palestinian racism against Israelis. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, a Holocaust denier who suggested Jews' behavior contributed to their persecution, has said that he will not accept any single Israeli on Palestinian land. He also claimed martyrs and prisoners recipients of the PA's so-called pay-for-slay scheme, in which terrorists are rewarded for killing Jews, are planets and stars in the skies of the Palestinian struggle, and they have priority in everything. The declaration also failed to mention the human rights atrocities committed by other racist regimes. The declaration also condemned the U.S. weapons blockade of Cuba. The U.S. and Israeli delegations at the time staged a walkout of the conference. Then U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell said in a statement explaining the move, "You do not combat racism by conferences that produce declarations containing hateful language, some of which is a throwback to the days of Zionism equals racism, or supports the idea that we have made too much of the Holocaust, or suggests that apartheid exists in Israel, or that singles out only one country in the world, Israel, for censure and abuse." However, the U.S. last week appeared to have changed its mind regarding the conference, presenting a statement, signed by 156 nations at the 46th session of the Human Rights Council, which read, "Recalling the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, we are committed to address and combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance." The Zionist Organization of America said it was appalled by the move, and reiterated its call for the Biden administration to rescind its morally reprehensible decision to rejoin the UNRC. The U.S. has now led a harmful UNRC joint statement citing the shockingly vicious anti-Israel 2001 Durban Racism Conference as a favorable precedent, the group's president Morten Klein said in a statement. N. Bafsky, director of the Toro Institute on Human Rights and the Holocaust and the NGO Human Rights Voices, who was present at the original Durban summit, also slammed the U.S. statement. "The Durban Declaration encourages the hatred of Jews," Bafsky wrote in an op-ed entitled, "Why is Biden indifferent to a UN celebration of anti-Semitism? Anti-Semites manufacture tools to spread intolerance by manipulating current events, appropriating the history of others, inverting right and wrong," Bafsky said. The U.S. statement, Garner ed., "The signatures of repressive, intolerant, xenophobic regimes." Happily signing the Biden-Blinken initiative were the Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, South Sudan, Turkey, and Zimbabwe. As did Pakistan, where in January, the Supreme Court ordered the acquittal of those involved in American journalist Daniel Pearl's murder and their move from prison to a comfortable residential environment. Pearl's last words before being beheaded were, "My father is Jewish, my mother is Jewish, I am Jewish." In a statement delivered to the UN Human Rights Council, Bafsky said, "Durban is such a tool. It perversely claims equality for some can be built on the inequality of the Jewish few, and specifically on the lethal lie that Palestinians are victims of Israeli racism. Actually, it is Palestinian Arabs who reject peaceful cohabitation with Jews, clamor for an apartheid Palestine, and foment genocide against Jews in word and in deed. Durban I, and Durban 2 and 3 commemorations, were all celebrated by notorious anti-Semites, like Iran's Ahmadinejad, because of the Durban Lie. So here we are again. Durban 4. Germany with its history of anti-Semitic horrors. France and its appeasement of Jew hatred. Britain, which recently harbored anti-Semitism in its political heartland. The United States, Canada, Australia, the Netherlands, Czech Republic, Austria, Poland, now all face a choice of the UN's making. Durban 4 is one more attempt to turn the fight against racism into a fight against Jews. It needs to be shunned. Not celebrated or commemorated. Not fully implemented or reaffirmed. To combat racism, stay away.